Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4200.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
A person that had a big influence on me is definitely my brother. I played music with him for my whole life. He taught me how to play music. I've toured with him, and he's just been one of the biggest influences in my life. Musically, the biggest influence. Hopefully we'll collaborate at some point together, and, you know, it's nice playing music with my brother.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a musician, hopefully a successful one with some money in my pocket to eat. I just want to do what I love, and that's music, so.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as kind, honest, compassionate, and funny at times.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I think I'm a firm believer in the fact that you're a product of your environment. So I came from a small town, and I think that I'm very easygoing and have good values, and that's mainly what my parents instilled to me, to be an honest and genuine person and do what you love and be kind to people.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
My music sets me apart from everybody else. I know that my music isn't completely unique, but I think that that's the main thing that sets me apart from other people, and hopefully my personality sets me apart from everybody else, too. I developed this attribute by, I don't know, living in the world and being influenced by other people in the world.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think being honest and loyal are definitely some of the most admirable qualities. I heard a quote, it was like, I aspire to be as good a person as my dog thinks that I am, and I kind of like to live by that.
What quality do you like best in yourself? And what do you like the least?
Quality I like best in myself is that I'm easygoing. And what I like least is probably that I'm low energy. I would like to be more high energy, but that's just not going to happen. I was just not wired in a way to have lots of energy.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
They instilled in me to be honest and to treat people with dignity and respect, and just treat people how you want to be treated, basically, even though it's cliche. And also working really hard, and I think that if you're a nice person and you work really hard, then good things will happen to you.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
It can be from just watching TV with my family or going on a vacation with my family. Family is the biggest part of my life. Any time I get to spend with my family, especially now that I'm out here and I have no family, any time with my family is very appreciated to me.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I have to say my most cherished present was for my birthday. My parents bought me a ukulele, and it just sat in the corner for like 3 months and just collected dust because, you know, I only ever heard, you know, people use it as like a party trick or for music that wasn't taken seriously, and it's the main instrument that I write on. So it was definitely the best gift that I've gotten in the past 5 years at least.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Playing around in the dirt, playing with my brothers, playing basketball, hockey, mainly outdoor stuff. My parents didn't allow video games, and I'm glad because I have no interest in video games whatsoever, so I get to actually be a productive human being and not waste away my life playing video games.
What is your favorite book?
My favorite book is Zaytoon by Dave Eggers. I volunteered. It's about Hurricane Katrina and a guy that survived Katrina, but he went through hell, and, you know, he tried to stay there to help the community. He was like a role model for the community, and he ended up getting, it was, you know, whole slew of terrible, tragic events that happened to him, but I volunteered there in 2006, so it hit home, and so yeah, that's my favorite book.
What types of books do you enjoy?
I mainly enjoy nonfiction, but I like fiction too, but most of the books I read, I gravitate towards nonfiction.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I love going to the movies, I love going to shows, and I love going to theme parks. That's probably the main one. And my hobbies, playing music, reading. I have pretty boring hobbies, I guess, but I like to just hang around and play music and read books. So,
has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, I've been told many times, not Mark Wahlberg, but Marky Mark. And so I finally dressed up as Marky Mark for last Halloween.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
My experience in volunteering for Katrina was definitely a first experience that had a lasting impact on me. I mean, I think it was probably the greatest week in my life because it was 6 months after the hurricane hit. So we were just gutting houses and we met, you know, tons of great people down there, and I just felt amazing. I felt like I was, you know, giving back to the world in the best way that I could, so that felt great.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
There's a piece of literature called Zeitun, the book that I read, that definitely surprised and unsettled me, and I was glad that I was exposed to that, but, you know, as great a read as it was definitely opened my eyes to, you know, the horrors that went on there during that time.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
Experience that I had that was an epiphany was going over to Europe and going to 10 countries last summer. Definitely met tons of amazing people and, you know, opened my eyes to the world outside of the U.S., which was amazing.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I want to see the world and play music. That's the main two things I want to do, is just discover, you know, the world and do what I love.
Where would you like to be the most?
I'd like to be in Australia right now. That's the number one place in the world that I want to visit. And one day I will go there, even if I have to swim.
What is your approach to life?
To live in the present moment, enjoy life. It is short, so you have to take advantage of it. You know, live life to its fullest and be kind to people, and they'll be kind to you back. And just do whatever it is you love and don't second-guess yourself.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Probably the most difficult time in my life, I lived with a friend in college, summer of my sophomore year, for 4 months, and then she burned in a fire along with her entire family, and I overcame difficulties by, I don't know what I said for the last answer, just you have to live life to its fullest because you don't know when it's going to be over. It does the opposite of what people would think. It doesn't make me feel jaded about life. It makes me think that life is precious, that you have to live for every moment.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Monopoly. Yeah, I would play Monopoly with one of my friends all day, every day, when I was, like, 8 or 9.
Who was your favorite actor?
Favorite actor would have to be Sean Penn.
What is your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner is fettuccine with sun-dried tomatoes and feta cheese.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Look at the time and then go back to bed.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could play any sport relatively well.
Why did you choose being a musician as your line of work?
I chose being a musician, well, actually chose me, as cliche as that is to say, just because that's the only thing in life that I can do well. I've tried many other things that I like, but I'm just terrible at, like photography or, you know, drawing or painting, and music was the one thing that I did and loved and I was actually good at, so.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be?
A chef, definitely. I love to cook, and cooking is definitely, that's, I guess, another hobby, is cooking.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'll hopefully have a family and be playing music, if not as a career, just on the side, and working with people if I'm not working as a musician, just to help out the community and give back.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
It'd make whoever I was on a date with dinner, and then watch a movie.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Somebody that's genuine, that I don't have to feel like I have to figure out all the time. Somebody that doesn't play games, it's just genuinely wants to be with me and means it, and is honest, funny, and, you know, positive person.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Nicest thing I could do would be to tell them exactly how I feel at all times. Just never leave them guessing about how I feel about them.
How do you deal with stress?
I play music. That's the main reason, the main way that I cope with stress. But cooking also helps. It helps decompress me.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
I think it's more important to help the world. It's good to appreciate the world, but if you just take, then that just turns you into a really selfish person. So I think, and for me, it's more rewarding to give than to take, so.
What makes you smile?
A lot. I'm easily satisfied. Nice people, people that just are positive and like to have fun.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
Reading, music, spending time with my dog.
What are three things you can't live without?
As much as I love music, I could live without it. I couldn't live without people, I hate to say money, and food. Not just because my body, it's a necessity, but because I love the act of eating, so.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate because I felt like I am giving back in a small way. People say that, you know, it might not be giving back, but I think that it's helping society for women that don't have the ability to get pregnant. I think that I'm helping out society in a small way.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Just that I had the best intentions becoming a sperm donor, and it's difficult to get by as a musician, and I have a full-time job, and that, I don't know, I did it for the best reasons, and it wasn't because I was desperate, but it's just, you know, hard to make it sometimes in music, so.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4200.